Special Bulletin. You are listening to Kiwi Radio.
Hello.
Hello, mate. This is Ralphie from Kiwi Radio. Is this Vinny?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, mate. We are live on air and just wanted to know how our buddy is doing. Are you allowed to talk about the court appeal from today?
I am, but I just need to eat something, bro. We only just got home and we've cooked everything up and stuff like that. We're just about to eat, but just the long and the short of it. We were in court all day. When we arrived at 9 a.m., we checked the court date, and it was posted around the place, you know, at being at 2:15 p.m. And we were like, what the hell? We were supposed to be at 10. And so I inquired with the registrar as to the actual time, and it turned out, yes, it was at 10, and they made a mistake or perhaps a sabotage. So Calvin Alp did arrive. And then checked the court date and then left because he was only able to be with us for the morning. So we didn't get any, we didn't even get to see him.
It almost sounds like the courts are playing a roundabout with you guys to try and trip you up so that they can do the full extent of the jail sentence by the sounds of it.
Well, one can only hope. Anyway, I asked the registrar for a black pen and she kindly gave it to me. And then I went around all the boards and corrected the time to 10 a.m. for everybody.
Nice. Well, good on you for being, correct in that sense. We have 12 unique listeners listening to you live right now. We're talking to the very infamous now, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, who got arrested, would it be about 2 years ago with Billy Tekahaka, and it sounds like you're going from one courtroom to another. My question to you is, do you think the overall winners of this are the lawyers?
I don't know, actually. The lawyers are getting paid, that's true. I mean, my lawyer himself has chosen to take legal aid. I wasn't able to afford to pay him, but so he's willing to take a major, major pay cut in order to accept legal aid fees to represent me because of his actual belief in the cause itself. And I think also another lawyer of Billy's has come on who helped, I believe, the police to get over their mandated jabs. And Paul Borich QC delivered a great sum up today for the judge and the audience, who actually cheered and laughed and things like that at certain points, because he made it in a strict context that people had protested before and they damaged people's property and they'd hurt people and they'd been given community service and things of that nature. So this protest that we did occurred for about 46 minutes, and the only crime that we actually are being charged with is that we were within 2 meters of somebody.
I noticed, though, that the bill that was introduced for lockdowns as such was actually extended for another 2 years to March 2025. Is it going to be a roll-on effect? Do you think they're making up the terms as they go? Are we now in a communist state? Are we still in a free country? What are your thoughts on that regards?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. We'll go backwards first. Number one, do we live in a free country? I remember in the 2012 Occupy protest at Altair Square, how the appellant Penny Bright, a good friend of mine, she's now no longer with us, God rest her soul, was representing the Occupy movement. And she got an agreement with the head of Auckland Police that what they were doing was a lawful protest. Then that chief of police went on holiday, and then the next day the police rolled in. And the mayor of the super city at that time was Len Brown, who used to be the mayor of South Auckland. And I noticed, interestingly, that most of the police that were actually doing there, having done extensive coverage of South Auckland and activism protests down there, that a lot of these police were actually from South Auckland. And so what they did was, because it was illegal, technically, for the police to remove the protesters, the council instead hired private security to do it and had the police watch and let it happen. You see? And after that, I was explaining this to a police officer in the evening after the event had occurred, And I asked him, does that sound like a free country to you? And he replied, without missing a beat, what makes you think we live in a free country? Whoa! That's 2012. Okay? That's 2012. That's over 11 years ago. And so we've basically been trying to prove to the public how bad the situation actually is. And the end of the day, the best way to make a fascist appear like what they are is to make them act like it. And that's what we did. We offered them a piece of meat that was poisoned with the people's hatred and poisoned with the people's love of freedom. And they took that piece of meat and they've devoured it. And now they're starting to get a bit of a sore stomach because of how it's making them look.
Absolutely. Do you think they can continue on this rouse with social media in bay? But I see that everything's being shadow banned now. By the way, if you want to know the full story, they got arrested on 18th of August 2021 outside TVNZ. A great symbolism there, really, with fake media. But do you think that with the elections coming in October, is Chipkins going to be changing anything, or is he just part of the same play? By the way, he's divorced now, right? He's having marital issues. You know, Jacinda Ardern wasn't married at the time. So they're not really from good sort of family units, really. Anyways, your turn. Wow.
Okay, well, what's Chris Hipkins' name? I find it easier, the nickname that Jonathan Eisen from Uncensored Magazine and Catherine Smith from the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine gave him, which is Crispy Chickens. All right. So the thing about Crispy Chicken, Liz Gunn said, is that he doesn't look like a real man, you know, kind of thing. You would think of him in short shorts and a little hat, you know, like a little schoolboy kind of thing. You know, that's not attractive to a woman. And quite frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if he's having some kind of marital problems. Because I noticed the quintessential difference between, say, the National Party and the Labour Party, or the right and the left, the unawakened right, the unawakened left, should I specify, is that one of them, the right, the National Party, etc., appear to be a bunch of big dicks, whereas the Labour Party appear to be Weasley, right? So you're either voting between some kind of Weasley person or some kind of enormous dick, okay? And neither of them will produce a favorable result. And, you know, I was asked on a show recently, you know, how Vinny, does this actually happen to New Zealand? How'd you get to where you are? And I go, well, if you go back a couple of prime ministers, we had a prime minister back in the 70s who used to work for the World Bank. Then we had a prime minister who used to work for the World Trade Organization. And another one who worked for another bank, and another one who worked for, what are we calling, Tony Blair, and then another one that worked for the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, right? And so each of these successive prime ministers have pushed the thing down the thing. So if you want to put it into, like, an image, you know gridiron, all right? American football. When you are placing a field goal, you've got one of your guys on your team who is holding that ball for the place kicker, so the place kicker can kick it straight, okay? Now, imagine for a moment that there's the Labour Party, who is the place kicker, and the National Party, who are the person who's going to kick the ball. You see? What they do is they set things up for each other. And that's what we're going through right now. And it was news to me that the COVID mandates laws and things of that nature have been extended.
Oh yeah, March 2025.
However, being a student of history, have a look at the 20th century. Started off with this massive war, the Great War, all right, which occurred directly after a banking shift that started to cause a bit of a crisis in the background. Then you had a pandemic, and then you had a depression, and then you had a war. And then we had another pandemic during the 1970s, and then we had another war, and then we got another financial crisis, okay? Pandemic, war, financial crisis. Pandemic, war, financial crisis. Pandemic, war, financial crisis. You see? Myriads of the two. So what have we, are we, do we count the Ukraine as kind of like a world war type thing. Do we count the cost of vegetables right now as a Great Depression? Do we count the pandemic that we just went through as an actual pandemic or something like that? And are these things just playbooks? That because these people own all the media, they can just make the vast majority of people believe at any point in history.
Now, I actually know someone in the military, and they always talk about how New Zealand is currently in 5 active wars that the public even care to know about. And what happens is they have rolling missions. So as one mission completes, they start another one, they start another one, they start another one. It reminds me of even like the NSA, right? Seems like the good guys. When the Olympics were on in Greece, the NSA actually offered the Greeks that they would put in all the spy software to stop any sort of malicious acts to the country while the Olympics were being held. Terrorism was the word that was coined. But anyways, so...
And then they built back doors into Vodafone and used it to spy on all the parliamentarians.
And they switched it off. They actually switched it off for a day. Okay, and turned it back on without their knowledge. Do you think now with the introduction of all these COVID bills and things like that, it's something quite similar? So the it's been inserted into the Hegelian, Hegelian effect or whatever you call it.
Hegelian dialectic.
Hegelian dialectic,
problem, reaction,
right?
Solution.
Correct.
Problem, reaction, solution in English. I create the problem, and then when you panic because of this crisis,
yeah,
I now have a solution to offer you that benefits me, not you. And you'll be willing to take it because I'm the only one who's offering you any kind of solution. Because I've also censored all the other people who would possibly offer you a solution.
Not only that.
The crisis that I created.
Not only that. The contact I have in the military say that to confuse an enemy, you basically have all these rolling missions. So you're being hit left, right, and center. They call it shell shock, right? That's what's happening right now. Did you know that I saw recently flying in my area, like just NZF New Zealand military planes, just flying, just, you know, randomly as you do, things like that. We're being attacked left, right, and center to a point, and even the farmers in New Zealand, right? The whole Monsanto thing and everything. We could go on and on and on and on, pick a topic, pick a niche, pick a conspiracy. We've got them. It's a rolling effect, right?
Okay, so what happens is you understand that there's a different context to reality, okay? What people tell you that reality is and what reality actually is very rarely the same thing. And so what will happen to your mind when you are in this false reality, you will believe it so strongly because your personal identity, who you really are, is tied into the false sense of reality. So when somebody tells you that reality isn't what you think it is, what they're really telling your brain is that you are dead, okay? That this person is trying to kill you, because that's how the ego reacts. It goes, oh my goodness, I sense a threat to myself. The entire reason for my existence is being threatened here. I hate you. You're a conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to listen to you because I'm going to act in a self-protective manner. You see?
I remember when the lockdowns occurred, I was looking through the job seekers website, right? Looking for new jobs. During the first lockdown, which by the way, New Zealand was locked down due to one case at the time. If you looked carefully at the job seeker websites, a lot of government agencies were actually hiring for media jobs. And now, post-COVID, you have all these new media assets and companies and celebrities, basically, Rumble heroes. We are saturated to a point that all these people are allowed to have a voice because there's no action behind it, you know? So it's like a relief valve, right? So the steam of the actual actions have been belittled. If you look back at the Hong Kong protests, for example, a lot of that was driven by young people. And I think young people have a key point to what happens. But
I may just add in one point of context there on the Hong Kong protests, 10,000 activist protest leaders went missing. Leaders went missing, okay, during those protests. And now New Zealand is actually asking for advice from former Hong Kong police on how to deal with our activist problem.
Wow. Look, we always touch base with you because I think you're almost like a historic figure now is when it comes to New Zealand. And I don't want to sort of make that any smaller point because you are the first people to be convicted of a new crime, which was, published during COVID lockdowns and very quickly too. So
now that's not actually strictly true. A number of other people have actually been convicted of these similar kind of what they call crimes. Not hurting anybody, just speaking your mind. You know, these are crimes now. Now, can you hear me through this other microphone here?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. And again, just to remind you, if you want to check out our guest right now, it's sort of an impromptu, very, very live session with 30 unique listeners joining us from America at the moment. We also have Portugal, India, and New Zealand. We are talking to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Check out all his archives, and this will be downloadable as an MP3 as well on that website. But what we want to know is, are you okay? Will you be okay? What happens from today in terms of your court order and you and Billy TK?
Well,
are you allowed to say we're not on social media, we're just on the phone?
First of all, am I okay? And the answer is a resounding on many, many levels, even though it may not sound it. No, I'm really not okay. I'm not okay financially. I'm not okay emotionally. I'm not okay psychologically. I'm not okay career-wise. Basically, what's happened is a simultaneous series of big life crises that would ordinarily break a regular person have happened to me all at once. Right? There's maybe like 5-6 pillars in your life that you can really rely on, whether it's your job or your friends or your family or your love life or your interests and things of that nature. And all of those have simultaneously collapsed for me. And on top of that, I might be going to jail, you know, so that's never beside the point. So basically what you have to do is you have to realize what situation you're actually in. Don't lie to yourself, you know. I'm messed up and I'm in a bad way, but that doesn't mean I'm incapable of doing things to make the world a better place, right? Because ultimately, everybody at this point in time really needs knowledge, and they need leadership, and they need love, and so forth. And quite frankly, the state is ill-equipped to provide any of those things. I mean, looking at the media or the government, these are people you're supposed to look up to.
Yeah.
These are people you're supposed to be inspired by. You've got to be freaking kidding me. These are a bunch of people who haven't had a real job in their life where they have to create something from scratch and make it work despite everything the universe throws at them. They haven't sacrificed hundreds of thousands of hours of their personal lives just because it would be good for humanity and it doesn't matter about you because it's not about you. These aren't people to look up to, okay?
On that note, I do apologize for interfering and I love you, Vinny. I have much respect for you. So hang in there. But the system in New Zealand, the justice system, has broken so many people. I actually have real life stories for you. One person that I know is going through a battle for their kids, right? Did you know to lift a restraining order, it costs $5,000 in New Zealand? So that kind of thing. So the people that need the help the most can't afford it. Aren't entitled, yet the people that are the most criminal, say Bill Gates, for example, who have profited massively from the last couple of years, they've got the get-out-of-jail-free card. It's like the game of Monopoly.
I do believe you are correct, and what's difficult about a game of Monopoly is that sometimes people roll doubles. You know? What I mean by that is that sometimes people have a very unfair advantage. Now, let's say, for example, I'm a psychopath, and I don't like you per se, because I can't like anybody. I don't have the mental capacity to actually have love or real feelings or guilt, remorse, things of that nature. And I would just go about manipulating you and stealing your ideas and doing everything for myself and to hell with you. That gives me an unfair advantage, evolutionary speaking, because I don't have to feel guilt about it, all right? And I can just do it, you see? And if you can just do things like that, if you can eliminate your competition, if you can unfairly buy people out, if you can threaten people into shutting up and not exposing you and things of that nature, we're really at the mercy of psychopaths to a large degree.
Now, what is your message to these psychopaths like to surround themselves with attack dogs? That's how I call it, whether you call them policemen, military, that sort of thing. Do you notice that those kind of roles are the ones, or bankers, for example, financial terrorists, are the ones that are handsomely sort of rewarded in today's economy? I call it the golden handcuff syndrome. Has anyone ever coined that with you?
No, nobody has.
Woo! I could be the first. You interview a lot of people on your website, but what do you think of the whole golden handcuffs?
Well, a guy comes up to you and says, Vinny, I want you to sell lies. You go, lies? What would I want to sell lies for? He's like, mate, you're going to be rich. Okay? You're going to have a real hot wife, a real mean car, an awesome place to live. And you know all those famous and incredibly influential party people out there that you see on the TV? They're going to be your friends. You're going to go around to their houses and do blow with them and stuff. You're like, whoa, that's what I get if I sell lies. Yeah, mate. What about you, mate? What do you reckon I should sell? I reckon you should sell the truth, Vinny. Oh, yeah? What do I get if I sell the truth? Well, you're probably going to lose most of your friends. In fact, it's quite likely you'll lose all of them. And your family will stop respecting you to a large degree, and you'll kind of become a bit of an outcast in society to a large degree. You'll have most of your money and ability to make a livelihood for yourself taken away, and you'll only really be able to subsist on what you've got. That's what I get if I sell truth? Yeah. You haven't really worked on your sales pitch, mate, have you? Like, nah, mate, it's the truth. Okay. Well, what are the unintentional consequences of telling lies? Well, all that money that you got, if you don't tell the right lies to the right people, or if you tell the truth or something like that, that's gone. Along with all those friends you think you had, and that wife that you thought loved you, and that car you thought was yours that was bought on finance. And that's what happens if you tell the truth when you're doing these things. Well, what are the unintentional consequences of telling the truth then? Well, you won't have many friends, but the ones you do have are actual friends, good people, and they'll be there for you when you're in trouble. And they have a way about life, or your friends will, of making it for themselves, whatever it is they want to do, and just getting it done with the resources that they have, and somehow everything you need, whenever you need it, and whatever it is, just turns up. And that's the unintentional consequence of telling the truth.
On that note, Vinny does love to talk, so go check him out, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. You mentioned you needed to eat, so I'm going to give you minimum wage right now and actually put through a donation for your dinner. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
And also, please donate to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. One final thing to ask you, are you still allowed on the internet? What's the next dates in terms of courts, whatever? What's happening now?
Well, right now I'm live on the radio, and also I've been making some Facebook posts as well, videos of the things, so if you go check me out on Vinny Eastwood on Facebook, Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news, and you'll be able to see the court videos that I've done today. And I guess I was supposed to do a show on Republic Broadcasting today, but I don't know about that. And,
well,
yeah, it's been a big, exhausting day. So I think what's going to happen is very, very shortly, a lot of people are going to want updates as well. So when you want to listen to the show live, what the best thing to do is to subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Vinnie Eastwood. And when you subscribe to that, it'll give you email alerts. So every time I go live, it'll send you an email and go bing on your phone, and you can immediately open your Twitch app and start watching. Now, the reason why the Twitch is important is because any time we mention any of those keywords that you get shadow banned or censored for, I immediately delete the video after the broadcast is finished. Why? Because the shadow banning and all of the censorship is so bad that you can't afford to get strikes on your content. So what you do is, because Twitch doesn't censor you, you leave the video there, and then you upload that video to Odyssey, BitChute, and Rumble. If you've got those accounts, search Vinnie Eastwood on them and subscribe, because after each show, I upload them to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com under latest, including the MP3s, and upload them to all those platforms, and there's links. So just go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com/latest, and you'll be able to watch those shows. But if you want to watch them in real time, when they're live, Twitch is probably the best.
Absolutely.
Facebook and YouTube are also pretty good for the live. But, of course, they may not be there after the live is over.
Now, VinnieEastwood.com doesn't work. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
Okay. VinnieEastwood.com doesn't work. I don't know if it's maybe some areas or some, but it doesn't work. But the VinnieEastwoodShow.com definitely does. So head over to there. Look, so are you allowed to say, is there another court date? Are we fattening more cash for your lawyers? And again, I'm going to repeat, do you think the real winners are the lawyers?
Well, they're certainly winning something out of this, but I think because myself and Billy have been out of commission or running at half speed, quarter speed or something like that since this incident, I think the real losers are the people of New Zealand, and the real winners are the communist dictatorship that we currently have.
And isn't it convenient how the people of New Zealand right now, it's breads and circuses, are being entertained by the FIFA soccer at the moment, which, by the way, if you know the real story about FIFA, it's all about bribes and everything with that. So, but yeah, no, people seem to think that the results matter for that. Why do you think the New Zealand public don't care about what's happened in the last couple of years in terms of their rights, lockdowns, but they seem to care about FIFA?
Well, imagine I paid somebody inordinate amounts of money. So much money, in fact, that only the best people who would really be able to earn that much money would ever work for me. And you know what I find? I find all those people who figure out how the human mind works, how to turn people against themselves, how to turn people against each other, how to make people docile. And I would employ them full time to work out exactly how to mess with your head, exactly how to get you to do what I want. And because I've got unlimited money, there's no limits to what I can discover. There's no limits to what I can accomplish.
It reminds me of Google hiring the brightest and then keeping the ideas for themselves. Look, Vinnie loves to talk, and we can talk to you for hours. This has become a 30-minute segment. We're going to play some music straight after the call, but please visit thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, and you're listening right now to kiwiradio.nz. It's just hit 7 p.m. on Monday, 31st July 2023. Check out all the MP3 downloads on our website. Much respect to what you do, Vinnie, but also I have to close off with two quotes. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of the rules and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they are the ones that change things. So really, Vinny, you are a crazy one, but it's the crazy ones that change the world. And
let's focus on the word ignore. All right, this is where we get ignorance. Okay, because there's a difference between ignorance and nescience. Nescience is the information exists, but I haven't been exposed to it yet, so I just don't know. Whereas ignorance is the information exists, it's been presented to me, and I chose to ignore it. You absolutely can ignore troublemakers like me. You absolutely can. But as Ayn Rand once famously said, you can ignore reality, but you cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring reality.
And it is, you have to think though, Vinny, you're in a great, almost a blessing, a great situation, kind of being in this independent media career, highly respected in my regards, over the decades. You were the first Alex Jones of New Zealand. But the reason, the difference between you and the New Zealand public is I think you've had time to think. And the 40-hour work week exists because it suppresses a nation to stop and actually think.
That's why they call it week. What happens at the end of the working week? You are weakened. That's why you have a weekend. You see? All the layers of reality are right there. When Rebecca was talking to me and the baby this morning, she's like, what's Daddy wearing? And Daddy's like, Daddy's wearing the clothes of a slave. He's got a cuffs around his wrist, a collar around his neck, and a leash around his throat. And that's what happens when you're wearing a suit and tie.
Yeah. But do you feel blessed in that sense, though, Vinny? Do you get what I mean? Is even though through all this hardship, and someone once told me that every spirit comes into the earth wanting the suffering, the information, you know, the life that they've been birthed into. Do you feel blessed regardless of all the pain?
No. I believe you feel blessed if you've been given a gift that you share, okay? Because otherwise you feel cursed, right? If you've got musical talent or the gift of gab or the ability to make movies or the ability to write or something like that. Oh, Jesus, I can do all of them. And you don't do them.
You can. You're very good.
You start to feel cursed, okay? Mm-hmm. Every moment of your life is a freaking cursed moment, because you're not putting those ideas in your head and putting your time into them, willing them into the three-dimensional reality. Because only there do your ideas matter, when they're real, when people can smell them, taste them, touch them, hear them, see them, all right? That's what really matters, because the things that trigger people's ideas, their inventions, their arts, are those sensations that we feel that are given to us through the three-dimensional space. And only people who can create things out of nothing that they see in their head first are the people who really change things.
Absolutely. Look, keep doing what you do. You have friends. You have people that care about you, obviously. I'm always like thinking about what's happening to Vinny right now. By the way, to close off the podcast, and it's hard to shoo you off because you love talking, but to prepare a nation for war, you must first instill in everyday life hatred, fear, racism, and divide. Those wise words I actually heard while I was waitering in the UK in 2012, 2013 for the Clinton Foundation and bankers and things like that. I was at a banquet with banks, and they mentioned that quote. So that actually comes from a real thing. Thank you, Vinny, for what you do. You're getting together some great minds on your show, and really just a network, a community, because it reminds me that, like, you know, in the World War, when they were being bombed by the Allies or whoever, they kept going. Like, civilization, normal people tried to keep going. And I think that's what's happening now. Like, we have a certain sector of society that knows what's going on, but they don't quite know what to do next. What is your advice for those people? What is your advice for people working for the elite, so the golden handcuffs? Where are we going historically?
Well, we're going to a very dark place, right? Around about the time that there was this kind of alignment in the stars was around about the beginning of the Dark Ages, when the church banned cats and that brought the rats, and the rats brought the lice, and the lice brought the plague, and it was a dark age of humanity for nearly 1,000 years. What we're looking at right now, if people keep doing what they're doing, is 1,000 years of darkness for all mankind.
That is actually...
The likes of which has never been seen. The likes of which even the most horrifically creative sci-fi dystopian nightmare will seem like a dream. A dream that you would just want to escape to, just to get out of the hell that you're already living in. That's the inescapable nightmare. Now, mankind's purpose is to suffer, in my opinion, and the opinions of many. The difference between most people is that some of us derive purpose from our suffering, okay? Meaningful suffering. If you are suffering because you're lifting at 180 kilo weight and you are feeling the pain in your bones from lifting something like that so you can get a physique to win frickin' Mr. Universe or whatever, your suffering, your pain has a purpose, it has a reason. But if you've just had a 180 kilo weight fall on your foot, you can't really derive much context from that pain or suffering, can you? Until you realize that because of the massive damage that was actually done to your foot and the immobility it granted you, the gift of immobility, the gift of illness, you were able to sit there and scroll through the internet and suddenly realize how to heal yourself. Suddenly realize that you've been living your life all wrong. This is what pain and suffering really is, in my opinion. An opportunity to grow, an opportunity to change. You can cry, you can scream, you can hit things and destroy things in your rage. Fine, go right ahead and do it. But don't make the mistake of believing that it is completely without purpose, that you can't make something of it. Because if you lose hope, just in general, your belief in anything, if you lose it, you're going to die, all right? The only reason why people survive extreme situations is because they believe in something, something that's worth living for, something that's worth fighting for, maybe even something worth dying for. And regardless of what your level of commitment to each and every cause, don't compare yourself to other people, okay? Jordan Peterson interviewed this guy who was really down on himself because he always said he never made as much money as his college roommate. And he's like, what are you talking about, man? You've made a huge killing career. You've got a great family, awesome house, and stuff like that. Who was your college roommate? And he goes, Elon Musk. who's in the top 0.00001% of achievers in the world. Okay? Mm. Like literally one in a billion. All right? You can't compare yourself to people who've simply been born with more gifts than you, because each and every person who's got a gift that drops in the bucket creates a ripple, and each of those ripples create more ripples. All you got to do is keep contributing, okay, in your own little way. Whoever you are and whatever you do, whatever you make, whatever you think, your life has value.
Yeah. If everyone has a little ripple in this historical moment that we have now, I think we can revert the 1,000 years of dark ages, as you predict. And whether it's now in 2023 or whether you are in the trenches, a soldier of war in 1917, while you were in there smelling the stinks of war, you know, the mud, the rotting corpses, the lingering gas, open latrines and wet clothes and unwashed bodies, right?
Oh, they had all that good stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They had humor to keep them going. So, again, you are very historical in a way, even if it's just to make us all laugh in what's happening right now. But also remember, we got to be active. And if it's just micro ripples, you know, like in Nazi Germany, you know, hiding people in the walls, or if you were one of the sergeants, you know, disobeying or, you know, kind of derailing the Nazi regime in a little way somewhere here and there. If you've got golden handcuffs, if you've got the 40-week hour, it doesn't matter who you are, please do something. and also donate to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com like I am now. How does a crisp 20 sound? I think that's fair value, a minimum wage. I wish I could do more, but unfortunately I'm not a Bitcoin millionaire, but I do care about you. So how does that all sound?
It sounds fantastic. I watched the movie Valkyrie recently, and it turns out that there were 18 attempts by Germans to assassinate Adolf Hitler. All right? I didn't know that. I didn't know that the people who were under a tyrant hated him so badly that so many of them would actively just sacrifice themselves, basically, make these big sacrifice plays to take this bad person out.
Wow.
Now, they weren't successful. And that was the real problem here, because in a tyrannical regime, you can't trust anybody. You can't trust your neighbors. You can't trust your family. In Eastern Germany, under the KGB, 1 in 3 people working for the secret police. 1 in 3. That means if you and your wife and your one-year-old were having dinner together, one of you was working for the KGB.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, one of the tyrants have passed on, the Queen of England. Maybe it's just something else that someone puts in the next pie that gets put in Bill Gates' face. I don't know. But if it's 18 attempts of delicious pies, why not? And I think we should conclude with that. What do you reckon? Now, with any good sermon, I reckon, or sermon, you got to have a release valve. I'm sorry, this has become sexual. But we're going to close off the show with a song. Halsey Nightmare is the one I'm picking. Because we're living through a nightmare. Vinnie Eastwood, thank you so much.
I believe we're living through a palsy nightmare, Bell's palsy. But anyway, go ahead.
You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. It's 7:15 on Monday, 31st July. I want to say thank you to the 18 unique listeners staying around in Portugal, India, Australia, and New Zealand. And, of course, you can catch this on replay, KiwiRadio.nz. We are not funded by MediaWorks. There we go. Thank you, Vinnie.
And you have a bigger listening audience than I do after 15 years of talk radio because of all the shadow banning.
Yeah, I know.
Just one joke before we go.
Sure, go for it.
If I did wind up getting sent to prison today, if I was in a cell with 8 other people, my listening audience would increase.
Yeah. It is. And also, the good thing about sort of iconic heroes or anything along those lines is sometimes, even like musicians, you know, the records they make, right? Amy Winehouse is a great example, or any of those can, sometimes it's like after the fact, right? But I hope that while you are here, we are blessed with your presence every day. We do care about you. There are people in the world that do care about Vinnie Eastwood. So, you know, just you've been blessed.
I'd like to close off then with a quote.
It's from quotes.
Arthur Schopenhauer, okay? This man is known really as one of the greatest philosophers of all time. And he wasn't recognized until 2 years before his death, okay, when he was like 78 or something like that. And he had this great quote. At first, the truth is ridiculed. Then it is violently opposed. And then it is accepted as being self-evident. Thanks, guys. I'll see you later, Alfie.
Thank you very much. And blessings to your family. You've got some cute kids, and that's what we're all about. We're all dads here in this podcast. I certainly am. I'm doing this for him, and maybe our kids will continue on the legacy, our name as well. And we are really underground radio. Thank you so much, Vinnie Eastwood, not sponsored by MediaWorks. You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. Check out the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Closing off the show now. Thanks, Vinnie, and 20 out your way. I wish it was more, but you know, at least that covers for tonight's dinner. Okay, my friend,
we all do what we can.
Absolutely. Keep it up. And if you want to donate to Vinnie Eastwood, head over to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Many hands make lighter work. And closing off now with Halsey, which I'll find, a song called A Nightmare. And I want to say thank you again for Vinnie Eastwood. I'm glad he's not in jail. I'm glad he's still going. And I'm glad he's just a good fella, isn't he? And also check out theriveroflies.com. The River of Lies, sorry, theriveroflies.co.nz, theriveroflies.co.nz. That is a documentary being put together by Billy TK, and if you do that website, it's actually not going to go anywhere. Remove the, okay? Third time lucky, go to riveroflies.co.nz. There is no the. riveroflies.co.nz, the New Zealand Scamdemic, an investigative documentary, and you really, he's very iconic, Vinny Eastwood. He certainly is. This is Halsey with a song called Nightmare, because we're living through it in 2023. Thank you so much for listening to this emergency broadcast, seeing how our buddy Vinny Eastwood was doing. My name is Ralphie. You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. Have a good day. I've tasted blood and it is sweet. I've had the rug pulled beneath my feet. I've trusted lies and trusted men. Broke down and put myself back together again. Sat in a mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I've pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you. But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night. No, I won't smile, but I'll show you my teeth. And I'ma let you speak if you just let me breathe. I've been polite, but won't be caught dead. Letting a man tell me what I should do in my bed. Keep my exes in check in my basement. Cause kindness is weakness, or worse, you're complacent. I could play nice, or I could be a bully. I'm tired and angry, but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you. Kiwi Radio. That is Halsey with Nightmare. I am your host, Ralphie, this Monday evening, 7:20 p.m., 31st July 2023, live right now. Thank you to those listening in from United Kingdom, Portugal, India, Australia, and New Zealand. Come check us out tomorrow as well for our regular Tuesday slot where we talk to wonderful New Zealand musicians, showcase their music, usually three songs per guest, that kind of thing. We are going to be live tomorrow, which is 1st of August. Can you believe it's August? And then we've got our great elections in October. Then it'll be Christmas, you know. Will things be turning a corner? I don't know. I don't know. It sounds like they're sort of renegotiating the terms as they go, isn't it? But let's keep laughing, rolling, playing some cool music while we're in the trenches, and keep connecting to our brethren. KiwiRadio.nz.